Welcome to the Homeschool High School Podcast, brought to you by SevenSistersHomeschool.com and the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. I'm Vicki, and I am so excited because I have the coolest young person to interview today. So today we are talking to Chris Rembolt, and he is from Future Homeschool. So this is really a cool thing. So I'm really tickled about this. So I ran into Chris at the Facebook group College Discussions for Homeschoolers. That's an interesting group with all kind of cool ideas in it. And Chris and I were both sponsoring an activity that they had there. And I looked at his like introducing himself, and I go, oh my goodness, there is a young person that is doing the coolest things with, for heaven's sakes, AI. So now that I've got that teaser out there, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself and your homeschooling story.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thanks for calling me young. That makes me feel great. I am 35 and I'm working on staying young, mostly by just filling my days with nonsense, hobbies, and discovery and continuing education.
That's
and
how
second
you
of
do.
All, yeah, shout out to Meryl Vandermerva for creating the group that brought us together. She has an awesome podcast as well.
Yeah.
So I was homeschooled K through 12. And that had a huge, huge impact on my life.
Mm-hmm.
I never went to public school. The closest I got before going to college was just taking some standardized tests in Kansas. And my mom is still so proud of this. This is not a brag on me. This is a brag on her. I tested like at college level on most things at like 10 years old. So that was just like being a nerdy little kid. No screens, no video games. Mm-hmm. And not that those things are bad, but and they're increasingly relevant these days. But all I had was books, Legos, and the Kansas outdoors.
Yes.
And that was very hands-on for me. I learned so much. My favorite books were Little House on the Prairie and like nature books as well, like about like field guides for birds and reptiles and aquatic creatures. So I had a very, very rich childhood.
Yeah.
And that was just so, so awesome. Then we moved to Tennessee and continued the education by my parents buying a piece of land, having contractors build the framing of a house that my mom designed. And then we did most of the work. Like we installed plumbing, we installed some of the electrical, we installed siding, we installed windows. And of course we had to tame the land around the house as well. Right. And it was just such a great education upbringing.
Is that the best homeschool story? Like that's that all of life is education. You got a rich and full education there.
Yeah. At times it felt like unschooling, which is a thing now too, but I definitely had some curriculum for each grade. I definitely did traditional grades, and we did the umbrella school route, which in Tennessee is like you're part of a umbrella school and your parents submit the grades. And my dad would fill out my card. He would say, all right, Chris, so I'm going to put all A's on here. And one of our top values as Rembolts is that we are very honest. So these A's have to be real by the time I submit them. So what you're going to do is you're going to put in honest work until you can take the exams at the end of the book and get A's on them. And if you take an exam and you don't get an A, that is okay. That's just part of figuring things out. But you need to go back to the material and then understand it and know where you went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that will inform how to get an A as you take the test again. And that formed my entire approach to career in business and college.
So you learned as a child to set goals. So your dad had some written goals for you and he kind of gave you the confidence to work on mastery in order to reach those goals. And that's what a cute idea. Like, okay, good. You had very creative parents.
Yes, very much so. My mom designed our house. Mm-hmm. My dad is an actuary, which is a person who does numbers at an insurance company. And he showed us how to use like the Pythagorean theorem when we were putting the foundation in for our house. So literally our house is based on how well we could measure based on doing Pythagorean theorem on paper in the rain, in the dark, standing in the mud, and we got that thing down to within a millimeter of accuracy from corner to corner. So our house is standing on my dad's mat, aligned to the North Star too, literally to Polaris. It's aligned to that. So,
oh my gosh, that is
such a great experience.
Yeah. So that's, you know, like, we love homeschool stories. And I love to talk to people who have graduated from homeschooling and are living adult life now and hearing stories about the cool things. So, all, you know, all families have their moments that probably weren't the happiest because human beings live together. But I like the cool stories. And I don't know anybody that built their house by the Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have a applied all over the place. Kid.
Yeah. So he would have loved that. All right. So how did you get from building a house with your family with the Pythagorean theorem to AI?
Yeah, so it's been a natural progression for me. When I was a kid in the 90s, we had those little laptops called VTech laptops. Mm-hmm. And those couldn't connect to the internet. The internet had barely existed back then. Mm-hmm. And they just had little educational programs on them. Mm-hmm. They didn't even really have proper video games. But on one of the more advanced ones, you could actually write a computer language called BASIC. And I wrote my first few lines of BASIC and made literally a pixel move across the screen. And the processor on the VTech was so slow that it ghosted us. It was so painful. Then at age 12, I was allowed to play video games on a very small scale. I got a Game Boy Color for my birthday that was prayerfully approved by my parents. No weird games on it, Chris. You can get the skateboard game, and I suppose you can get Mario. It does have ghosts in it, so just be spiritually strong when you see the ghosts there. But I got this. I love my parents.
You're a homeschool family. My kids can sit down and tell you stories. Okay.
But yeah, I have a, still have it, but I got a Game Boy Color, and I got to play Mario, and one of the coolest things that came out for the Game Boy was, and I promise we're getting to AI. One of the coolest things that came out for the Game Boy was this thing called the Game Shark. It was a thing you could plug in between the game system and your game. And it had a little button to hack the game. So we figured out as kids, this was the only game screen or computer screen of any kind in the house. And we were literally building our house around us, playing with the Game Boy and clearing the land, taking breaks to play the Game Boy. But, we figured out how to hack the physics of Super Mario. So we could actually fly through the levels. We could have infinite health. We could have infinite number of lives. We figured out where those numbers were in the code and changed them with the little Game Shark. And so that proceeded with the PlayStation Portable, which was a advanced system from Sony, which I still have the original one. This is the exact one. I hacked that too, installed Mario games on it, which was not designed to be able to do. Then the iPhone. I jailbroke the original iPhone and got it to record video before it was supposed to be able to do that. And so the whole reason I got into AI is because I have this outlook of, hey, there's this tool that we have. And most people think inside the box and they'll think of, okay, well, I'll play Mario or I'll play the normal PlayStation games or I'll wait till Apple comes out with an iPhone that can take video. And I'm like, but what's the edge of possibility here? So I'm always pushing the boundaries. My mom commented during my entire childhood as me being a child who would push the boundaries, which for her was occasionally painful because she set up boundaries for me. And I would be like, can we expand these? Can we expand these? And so it's just something ingrained in me in the way that I was raised to like ask questions like what is possible. Now, I've been studying AI since before ChatGPT. So everybody, at least in my perspective, because I'm in the tech world and I'm on Twitter and I'm all that, and like everybody to me is talking about AI now. But this has not always been the case. I started studying it in 2018, started learning where it came from, what it started actually, I think in the 60s. And not until recently, if we had enough compute power and enough information to send through the compute power to create things that the architecture predicted back then. So it's kind of like reality meeting the curve of a prediction, which is really cool to see that in innovation. But now I've been hacking AI. I used it to build, I've used it to do all kinds of things, but one of the things I did was build a web app for my wife. She is a person who is an expert in color palettes and other things for design. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I built her and her audience a web app, and I built two other web apps just for fun. Made something with hardware too, with a little computer and a camera. And so I'm using this tool now as a natural extension of my exploration of the world of what is possible with tech and with tech devices in empowering someone who is using them.
That is so cool. So what you are doing for the homeschool community now, I think is going to really excite teenagers. You know, they are our digital natives. They're not like us old ladies. So, but they want to know and they want to learn wisely. Before we do that, though, I don't want to give any moms a heart attack, because we hear the word AI and we go like, oh my gosh, you know, this is really scary. It's like the ghost of Mario, you know. So we're going to talk about how you teach AI. Tell us why a high schooler, a homeschool high schooler, might want to learn about AI and about ChatGPT. Like, why?
Well, there is good cause to be concerned about AI. Mm-hmm. So there's, think of a distribution curve of like the people that know little to nothing about AI, but are scared mm-hmm. of it. And then mm-hmm. the people that know a huge amount about mm-hmm. AI, yeah. they're also scared of it. So mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. Sam Altman, Elon Musk, mm-hmm. Demis Hassabis, the people mm-hmm. who are pioneering in the area, they're like, mm-hmm. goodness, this is really powerful and it could mm-hmm. be a problem. So yeah. in between, there's people who are hyping it. Like in the very mm-hmm. middle, they're like, AI is the savior. It's like mm-hmm. going to save us all. And yeah. so there's this distribution of opinions about AI. Mm-hmm. I probably skew between the breathless tech enthusiasts who are super excited about it and the people who have been studying it long enough to know why it could be a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of cautious about it, but I believe that it's like a genie that's out of the bottle now. It's not something that we can avoid. It's like the mm-hmm. internet. It's like the smartphone. It's right. like the computer. Right. It's the next progression of technology. Mm-hmm. And even though it is extremely powerful and it could be used to empower extremely dangerous people to a crazy degree, that's my biggest concern with it, is mm-hmm. it empowering dangerous people. Mm-hmm. That's true. The reason I am coming to the homeschool world now is I don't think I'm going to make like a ton of money selling homeschool curriculum. That's not why I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here because I am actually working in AI. I build things in my main business with mm-hmm. AI for my customers. Mm-hmm. And it's empowering me to do things that it used to take an entire company to do, not mm-hmm. just 2 years ago. Like I would have to have a whole team of developers mm-hmm. to do the things that I did this week. And it would have taken them probably a month. And I did mm-hmm. three of those in a week. I made three apps in a week. So the reason I'm talking to homeschoolers about this is because I think that I thought back to like, what is the audience that is the wisest and most creative audience that I could just bring information about this tool to, because mm-hmm. once you put a tool in someone's hand, mm-hmm. that is when they can be empowered by that tool. Mm-hmm. It's like, who should I empower with this insane technology mm-hmm. That just multiplies your efforts and mm-hmm. allows you to do things that took entire teams of people? Figured it should be the homeschool community, because y'all are creative. You question mm-hmm. the narrative. Mm-hmm. You are, in general, wise. Your mm-hmm. kids are super nerdy and super smart. Mm-hmm. And that's who I think should have mm-hmm. this tool in their hands. That's why I made Future Homeschool.
Yeah. I think as we were talking earlier, you were talking about, to get this tool into the hands of good people who want to do good things in the world. And so that it keeps the technology skewed going in a way that helps humanity and doesn't destroy the world or anything terrible. So, but you know, the thing is that, it's not going away. Just like you said, the internet didn't go away. Smartphones didn't go away. Mario didn't go away. Everything is still there. So we may as well make good. And so teens have a chance to learn from you. You have set up courses for teens to learn about these basics so that they are inspired now to learn more and to go on. So I want to just start with a testimony here. So Chris has a free course on ChatGPT up on his website. And so I said, okay, I'm an old lady and I won't understand much of this, but I'm going to take the course anyway. And I did. So part of the course is he's giving an illustration of the ChatGPT writing a lesson plan. And you can use different, you know, kind of voices and all. He had, for real, a lesson plan written in pirate voice. So each paragraph, the pirate would say, "Our matey, in this lesson, we're going to study this and this and this," you know, and talks about, you know, planks and, you know, like who's going to walk planks. So, like, it was hilarious. I will never forget the pirates, you know, wrote a lesson plan. So, so our teens can actually have some fun and learn something that maybe will inspire them to go into a career that will keep good people going, you know, in the influencing place in the world. So I'm excited. So tell us about Future Homeschool.
Yeah, so it's a subscription platform on Teachable. If you go to futurehomeschool.com, that redirects to my Teachable platform. And I add a new lesson each week based on like what I myself learned that week in artificial intelligence. I just created one today about how to make web apps using GPT. And we actually build an entire web app in less than 30 minutes in the lesson. And it's not hard to do. Like you can show up to the lesson not knowing any code. And it's pretty cool. But selfishly also, I want to do this for years and years. And I think that as homeschooling grows and as more and more people do this, and as more people go through my course, some of these kids are going to graduate and they're going to start their own tech companies. And I want them to remember Chris Rimble, who taught them some stuff with AI, and come to me first for investment. So I want to invest in startups that spin out of this. I think that's a really smart and cool idea. And so if you're a high school kid who is entrepreneurial, that's me too. My heroes are Steve Jobs and Elon Musk and the people who are building a more prosperous future today. And like, we can take up that mantle now. Like we can say, hey, this thing should exist in the world because it will make people's lives better in this way and empower them in this way. And we can use AI to help us build that more effectively and faster.
You know what? You just sold a bunch of kids and talk about pushing the boundaries. So, you know, you're not only thinking, okay, how do I teach these teens some AI? How do I teach them to be entrepreneurs, you know, to create? And in fact, that's one of your lessons. And I was scrolling through the lesson titles. Where is that? Lesson 5 on in your AI course is Introduction to Online Entrepreneurship. So the course they do, you've got lesson 1 is Large Language Models, LLM Deep Dive with ChatGPT, Bard and Bing. I mean, I don't understand a word of that, but the teens will. And they learn some about Python, business projects and creative projects, how to use AI to create your own field trip, for heaven's sake.
That one's free to watch. If you go on there, that's a free preview. So if you want to watch how to use ChatGPT to make your own like field trip and adventures, I actually go on an adventure myself that it creates for me in Nashville. And you see me do that in that lesson. If you go to the platform right now, that's a free preview lesson you can just watch without even signing up.
That's delightful. And then you have a free course there on ChatGPT, which is the one that I work through. And it is like you can amuse, you know, and entertain a digital immigrant like me. Young people would actually be able to follow through the whole thing and you know, stay with you on actually what you are teaching. I just like the pirate talking. So,
I try to keep it funny. I actively watch an episode of SpongeBob at least once a week. So I'm trying to make sure I stay silly, stay young, make nonsense, and not show up to a tool with preconceived ideas of how I will use it. Instead, explore its purposes.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. So when a teen signs up for your course, are you saying, so this is an AI course, are you saying that course continues to grow even after they signed up for it?
Oh yeah, so,
So it's kind of an unfolding course. They sign up because already it's got how many lessons?
I think 10.
10 lessons and more.
9 or 10. I recorded one today. I still need to put on there.
That is just the best. So they're making an investment in all kinds of areas, tech related. And so a teen takes his course and they're going to put it on a transcript because it shows the richness of what they are learning. What would they name it for a transcript? I just threw this at you. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this.
Yeah, there is actually a plan for that. So it's designed to be an elective. If it's got enough research material after you watch the lesson. So you watch a 30-minute lesson, you do a 30-minute activity, and then there's research to do. That's another 2.5-3 hours. So if you want, you can do a half credit per semester in this course. And that way it serves you in your requirements, because in Tennessee you do have to have certain amount of electives. And so if you are interested in AI and want to take this as an elective, and it uses a lot of things like art and math and things like that too, so it can function as other courses as well, but it's designed to be a half credit per semester and an elective.
Yeah, for the states like Delaware where they require a tech elective.
Yes,
which I think is silly because all the teens are getting their tech. But anyway, this would be a good tech elective. The states that have a career pathways credit requirement, this could go in that direction also. You know, we're learning about a possible career and
absolutely
credits in that. So, I mean, this would really be the kind of course that would add sparkle to a transcript for sure. So
I want it to be a course that I would have really wanted to exist when I was in high school myself. Yeah. That's what I'm making it for.
Yeah. Well, and I can tell, you know, the ones that I have watched is like kept me going, even if I didn't understand all of the words because I'm old. It was just delightful. So I think teens are going to enjoy it. So, Chris, tell everybody how to connect with you, how to connect with the course, because I want to put all the links in the show notes, but the folks that are listening are probably going to want to sign up now. So
futurehomeschool.com is the place to go to see the platform. You can click the view courses button or view lessons button that will show you all the lessons, or you can enroll in one of the free ones if you want to try that too. But I wanted to make this very accessible. Currently the price is at $27.99 a month. You get 7 days free before you get charged. I don't plan to change that. So you get a new lesson each week from me that is informed by my actual entrepreneurial work in artificial intelligence. So my wife is also an entrepreneur. So sometimes I bring in lessons from her in there as well. Mm-hmm. And it is a community that I intend to grow. As far as where to find me, I am Chris Rimbaud on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. I think it's just Chris Rimbaud, no space, but my last name is spelled weird. It's R-E-M-B-O-L-D-T. So my wife loves having to spell that out every time. So R-E-M-B-O-L-D-T.
Yeah, and that's Future Homeschool. So we'll put links in the show notes. And I really encourage everybody to look at those free lessons and familiarize yourself and think about the vision that Chris had. I'm not an affiliate or anything. I just am really excited about this. a lot of teens really are going in the tech direction. It's the world is going that way, you know, so career wise, why not have good people be in there working on these areas of technology? So this is a good place to start.
So. Absolutely.
Anything else you got there, Chris, that you want to share
with
us?
Thank you so much for having me on here. Yeah. I have really enjoyed the entrepreneurial journey that has come after homeschooling for me. College was easy for me. Career was easy for me. So I jumped into self-employment after that. And so homeschooling is what prepares you to have this kind of experience of life. And I really love supporting this community. I think it's one of the most important counterculture movements in America right now. I think the decentralization of society is very good in the same way that biodiversity and a natural environment's important. You've got to have a lot of people doing a lot of different things to have a strong and resilient civilization. So hats off to all of you making the sacrifices to homeschool your kids, and to all the homeschooled kids. Yeah, it's not the most fun all the time, but trust me, the habits you get from being self-reliant are incredible.
Awesome. You just made my whole day. Thank you, Chris. All right. I better wrap it up. So this has been the Homeschool High School Podcast, brought to you by SevenSistersHomeschool.com and the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. Thank you, Seth Tillman, for editing, and we will see you all next week.
Love y'all.